Welcome to the Grappling Discourse Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Scaff. Today, I want to talk about some shrimping controversy. There's some controversy surrounding the shrimp, the most basic movement in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I guarantee that most of you, on your first day of class, the first movement you learned was the shrimp. We've all been told that to master some of the basic techniques in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, you first must learn to shrimp, and you must be really, really good at it. You've got to do thousands and thousands and thousands of shrimp before you can get super comfortable with some of the most important basic techniques. Recently, though, some high-level competitors have come out and said that they really don't use shrimping anymore. They don't think it's efficient and effective. They think that there are better ways to defend and retain the guard. Now, this has been met with a lot of confusion, and there's been a lot of pushback from the community. And I totally understand that. Anytime you tell somebody that they've been doing something wrong, especially something that they've been practicing for years and years and years, there's going to be some resistance. But I've been following some of the discussions on different message boards, and I'll tell you this, the majority of the responses to this topic are pro-shrimp. 90% of people are still in favor of shrimps, and they can't imagine playing the bottom position without the shrimp being the most important movement that they use. And I kind of find this kind of silly because the competitors that have come out and said that there are more efficient and better ways to play the bottom position are Ryan Hall and Lachlan Giles, two of the best guard players of all time. So it is kind of funny to see white, blue, and purple belts come out and argue against these two masters. But I don't really want to say like who's right and wrong because I think both sides have a point. I just want to explain and express why both sides are right and how you really need to look at this argument and how you can look at this topic and get your jiu-jitsu better. So, as I said, both sides are right. Shrimping can still be a super effective way to retain and defend your guard. But Lachlan and Ryan are right in that there are much more efficient and better ways to defend and retain your guard. So, how are both sides right? Well, we all want to first look at the Americana technique. So, the Americana is also one of the first movements that a beginner learns. Most people, the first submission they're taught is the Americana. It's such a dominant position because you get on side control. After you've gotten a pin, you start to isolate the arm, and the shoulder lock is super easy from there. Most people don't see it coming. The Americana is insanely effective against 99.9% of the population. If you get a takedown, you end up on top against a guy that's never grappled, I guarantee that you can finish the majority of them. We've all been there before, right? You can almost Americana a new guy at will. And especially when you're first starting to get your first submissions, I guarantee most of us, a lot of those first submissions were Americanas. But at the same time, we also know the Americana is super unreliable and ineffective at the higher levels. How do we know this? Well, first, as a black belt, I have not been Americana'd one single time. And I have never Americana'd another black belt. I also know that most black belts think that the Americana doesn't work. And when I say it doesn't work, it just means they don't think it's a good strategy to build your entire attack system around the Americana. In competition, we have never seen an Americana at ADCC. I cannot remember the last time I saw an Americana at the black belt level. Heck, I can't even remember the last time I saw an Americana at a high purple, brown, or black belt level. It just does not work against good opponents. But you can't say that it doesn't work. It's still a movement that you have to teach beginners and a movement that is super important for beginners to understand. And it's a movement that you are going to have tons of success with throughout the years. But especially for high-level competitors, you need to very quickly move on from the Americana. or you need to use the Americana as a transitioning point to set up other attacks. That's how I use it. I know that if I tap somebody with an Americana, that they're probably a beginner level grappler. But I use my Americana against higher level guys to set up back takes or a couple of other transitions. And we need to look at shrimping the same way. So I've read plenty of arguments from white, blue, and purple belts about why the shrimp is still fundamental and how important it is to their ground game. And I understand all the arguments they're saying. And yes, shrimping, you can use shrimping for the next 20 years and you will have tons and tons and tons of success against a lot of practitioners. And against 99.9% of the population, again, you can use a shrimp to escape side control. You can use a shrimp to recover your guard. You can use a shrimp to get a better angle to play your guard. But what Lachlan and Ryan are saying is that at the highest level, the shrimp, much like the Americana, is not the best strategy to accomplish your goal. That there are much better movements to focus on if you want to have an unpassable guard, if you want to have guard retention and guard defense at the highest level. And I haven't listened to much of Ryan's arguments and what movements Ryan use. I know Ryan says for the most part that, a controversial statement that he made a couple of years ago was that a single leg from bottom could replace 50 to 75% of a jiu-jitsu guy's bottom game. That a lot of jiu-jitsu's bottom game is irrelevant. That if you just are good at a single leg, you don't need a lot of jiu-jitsu. And that was also super controversial. I remember a lot of people really offended by that. And there was a lot of arguments against Ryan. And Ryan may be the best jiu-jitsu practitioner in the world right now. He might be the best jiu-jitsu practitioner in the UFC. And some people think that if you're the best practitioner in the UFC, then no, you're the best jiu-jitsu practitioner overall. It's even more impressive than what a guy like Gordon Ryan's doing. And I can see that argument because we're talking about true combat. And especially the way that Ryan uses jiu-jitsu so heavily in his UFC game plans. I mean, there is an argument that him or a guy like Gary Tonin is still the best guy pound for pound in the world. But back to why they say shrimping isn't as efficient and effective in the movements that you should use, I really want to look at a lot of Lachlan Giles' arguments because I'm much more aware of Ryan's position on this topic because I've watched his guard recovery and retention DVD. And the first thing I'll say about that DVD or instructional on BJJ Fanatics is it's incredible. I learned a ton and really leveled up tremendously from watching that DVD. My guard retention and guard went through the roof. I really have a lot of confidence in my guard because I've replaced some of the places where I would have shrimped with some of the movements that Lachlan's talking about. Now, in the beginning of this instructional, Lachlan says that this is a very, very advanced set and that this isn't a set that you're going to practice for a month and then you'll have a lot of the concepts down. Like, this is a set that you're going to use and practice the rest of your jiu-jitsu journey. And there's still movements. There's a lot of movements in there that he's still practicing on and that he's still trying to master. And that's really important. And so a lot of the techniques and movements that Ryan, really preaches when he's talking about having the most effective and efficient guard and a guard that's unpassable is a system of leg pummels mixed with a system of or timely inversions. So there's a multitude of inversions that you can use and a multitude of leg pummels that are the best way to retain the guard. And then there's a couple of other single movements that you'll need in certain situations, but for the most part, 80 to 90% of the guard is based on leg pummeling and inversions. And I've really tried to replace most of my bottom movements with these movements that Lachlan's talked about. And again, my guard has went through the roof. I have leveled up tremendously. Now, I think you need a high, high level of jiu-jitsu understanding to see the progress that I've seen so far. So, I mean, I was almost a first degree black belt before I bought this set. So I had a lot of jiu-jitsu experience. You know, I wasn't a brand new blue belt buying Lachlan's set. So if you are a more beginner level, or especially if your inversions aren't already at a high level, if you're uncomfortable doing them, you will find that you do not have much success in the beginning, that it will be a very, very, very long-term project for you. But Lachlan in this set says that, you know, he really preaches that he's talking about at ADCC, because ADCC was his goal. So where he really started working on his guard was he knew that at ADCC he wasn't going to be able to make up the gap of wrestling, you know, against some of the guys in his division. He just knew he wasn't going to out-wrestle JT. JT was younger. He's a better athlete. He has way more wrestling experience. He just wasn't going to beat a guy like JT Torres by in the standing position. And so he instead decided to spend all of his time focusing on the ground part of pulling guard and not being able to get past. And we saw that this really played a huge part of his success in the absolute division. He beat three world champions on his way to capturing bronze in quite possibly one of the greatest ADCC runs and most improbable ADCC runs in history. And so, again, we really have to take what Lachlan's saying, and we really have to put aside our doubts and our biases, you know, towards the shrimp when he's talking about some of the different methods and techniques that he used to improve his guard. And he talks about a lot of the struggles that he faced as he tried to implement it. It really took him 6 months to see a huge return on some of these new strategies. But these new strategies were, again, a huge part of him having the ability to not get his guard passed against these giants, you know, these giant world champions that he went against in the absolute, and would allow him to eventually get the leg lock on all three of them and beat them. And honestly, his guard even held up, you know, against Gordon Ryan. You know, it took Gordon 6+ minutes to pass. And from what we've seen of Gordon, like, if you can defend Gordon for any amount of time, you've definitely got a very, very, very high level guard. And so, again, when we're thinking about this argument, I think we really need to first assess where you're at in your Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu journey. Are you a beginner, intermediate, or advanced, or an expert? Are you a master? And if you are in the novice, beginner, intermediate range, it's going to be a much longer project, and it's going to be much harder for you to understand why you could replace a lot of the places you shrimp with other movements. And you're still, again, I understand you're going to have so much success right now against your training partners with some of the basic shrimping techniques. And it's hard to convince somebody to change a strategy, especially if they're having success with it. So if you're at a gym right now, and let's say, we'll just take our gym for example. So at 10th Planet Decatur, my gym, you know, let's say 85% of the student base is white and blue belts. And so white and blue belts, you're still a beginner level grappler. So you as a white and blue belt, or a purple, brown, or black belt, are going to have tons of success still with a lot of basic guard retention and guard recovery ideas. You're still going to have tons of success with a lot of those shrimping techniques. But against the highest level guys, you'll have a struggle, and you'll really find that if your main strategy is to shrimp and recover your guard against me or Brandon or a couple of the brown belts, you'll find that your success greatly diminishes. And now you throw yourself that, hey, you know, you tell yourself that you're getting ready to go to ADCC, or you're going against an ADCC caliber opponent like Lucas Lepre. Well, now your chances of success are almost zero with those shrimping strategies. And the reason is that when you put your foot to the ground and you disconnect from your opponent, two things happen. One, you allow your opponent to move freely of you. And two, And this is probably the biggest one, is that when you shrimp and you're on your side, you pin your bottom leg. So just imagine the shrimp right now. Your bottom leg is pinned. And anytime your bottom leg gets pinned, you are much, much easier to pass. And so it's way better to stay more flat backed, and especially stay in a position where one of your legs isn't pinned. Because one of your legs isn't, when one of your legs is pinned, it's impossible to use it to pummel and to reestablish inside spaces. And that's been a huge part of my offense and defense recently. So when I'm playing guard, I'm always thinking about not getting my bottom leg pinned, whatever side my opponent's trying to pass to. And I'm also thinking as the top player that I want to force my opponent to one side. And then once I get them to that side, I'm either going to use a Rotolo leg style pin where I step on their ankle and pin that bottom leg to the ground, or I'm going to end up in some type of, you know, plank pass or leg drag pass. I want to get one of their legs pinned. Once that's done, 25% of the defense is gone and passing is so much easier from there. But when you use some of the ideas that Ryan and Lachlan are talking about, it makes it almost impossible to pin the legs. And when you can't pin a leg, your opponent has all four limbs that he can still pummel and he can still frame with. And getting to an inside space and winning a passing position can be incredibly difficult. And so I really encourage you that if you're interested, and especially if you have aspirations to be a high-level competitor, you really need to evaluate your opinions on shrimping and especially where you use them. Now, I used to have really strong stances about shrimping, especially as a brown belt. And as I've learned more and more, and as I continue to develop some of my own theories, and especially after I've studied what Lachlan's done, I definitely understand where I should be using shrimps and where I shouldn't. And a lot of the places where I still use shrimps, where I use shrimps, are from like the bottom of mount and the bottom of side control, but I do not use them in open guard situations, and I don't use them in those kind of in-betweens, you know, when my partner's almost passed. The moment your foot goes to the ground to try and shrimp and get your knee back in, a really good guy is going to pass you more often than not. And at the highest level, all it takes is one. And so one pass could be your downfall. You could lose in the quarterfinals of Nogi Worlds because you got passed one time and you couldn't make up those points. Or you're a purple belt and you're going against a black belt. It might only take one pass for your black belt opponent to find your back and then choke you. I mean, at the top, little mistakes can have dire consequences. But against a majority of grapplers, you don't have to take it that seriously, right? You can get your guard passed five times and maybe the person, you know, never gets close to a submission. But that's just not the case, especially with the guys that Lachlan and Ryan are talking and competing against. And so really, again, being aware of what your goal is as an average practitioner, as a guy that's training 2 to 3 times a week, you don't really need to worry about all these inversions, especially if you're worried, you know, you're older and you're worried about your back or your neck, or you're having a lot of success with some of the, you know, shrimping details that you already have in your game and some of the basic techniques that you use to defend and retain your guard. You don't need to worry about that. And Lachlan and Ryan aren't really talking to you. What they're talking to is the guys that are trying to have an unpassable guard and that they're trying to compete at the highest level. And if that's your goal, then you, again, really need to evaluate what they're saying and how you feel and where you use shrimping. Now, should shrimping still be the bait, like the first thing that people learn when they walk in the door? 100%. And it's just like the Americana. The Americana should still be a part of every beginner curriculum. But again, if I'm getting somebody ready for ADCC, we're not focused on Americana attacks. It's actually not going to be in the lead up at all. We're not going to look at that technique. We're not going to talk about it. And that's also going to be true for the shrimp. You know, we're going to really be focused on a lot of those pummeling and basic inversion tactics, you know, some of these different inversion tactics to keep guys at bay, to keep winning back inside space, and to get a guard that is pretty much unpassable. Now, the best guard player of all time. I mean, it's funny. Like, Lachlan Giles is up there, but he's not one of the best guard players of all time. His guard's been passed a handful of times in competition. But there's a few guys that you can really look at. But the best guy, in my opinion, is Rafa Mendes. And if you watch Rafa Mendes play off of his back, okay, count how many times he shrimps. Just watch his YouTube. Go on YouTube and type in Rafa Mendes versus Andre Galvao. Andre Galvao, the reigning ADCC super fight champion. He's 50, 60 pounds bigger than Rafa. And watch how Rafa defends his guard against Andre Galvao. Count how many times he shrimps. And I haven't done this yet. I'm going to do this, I think. Like, I think it'd be a really interesting experiment. But I just know from having watched Rafa tons and tons and tons of times, there are very, very few times that I can recall him shrimping. It's mostly his use of inversion and his use of, you know, leg pummels that make him unpassable. And since Rafa was unpassable, he had 100 competitive matches. And guess how many times he got submitted? 0 times. So if you do want to become untappable and truly unbeatable by anybody in the world, just get your guard to the level where Hoffa's is and where Lachlan's going towards. And then you don't even have to ever worry about arm triangle defense or mount defense or anything, because guys won't be able to pass. The Meows are another great resource. And again, watch how many times they shrimp. Watch how they use shrimps. And I think you'll find that when you see and watch the highest level guys, they do it very, very, very rarely. Until next time, guys, I appreciate all the support recently. More and more of you have been just sending me nice messages, and I just really am thankful for all of you. I hope you guys have been tuning into the PGF. This season has been incredible. Each Friday, even though I've already seen some of the matches or the matches that are airing on Friday, I still rewatch it, and it's still so much fun to me. So I hope you guys are tuning in. Until next time, peace.